What was that? What just happened?
The screw. I just need to, okay.
It's fine.
To fix her. It's all good.
Fine. There's no
problems. We're starting the show with a bang today. Welcome, everyone. This is Black Stripes or White Tees. I'm Kayla.
And I'm Trisha. And we are a mess.
As always.
What did we just listen to? It's not you. Mic. It's me by Coconut Records.
I dug it.
I'm also still setting up the playlist so that the songs that I wanted to add
are also at the top.
We're getting a phone call.
We would like to put this person on air. So
if they're not swearing. Hang on. Hello? Hello? Wait.
Put my...
Press. Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
I was a DJ a couple days ago and I just forgot something downstairs and the door's locked.
We'll let you in.
We'll be right out.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Thanks. Okay. That was not on air, I believe.
Yes, it was.
We put that on air. Okay.
Well, I just said we were gonna put it.
Okay. Yeah, it was a trick. Hi, we are still a mess. What's happening? Okay, Kayla just went to go let someone in to the station, as I'm sure you just heard. She knows how to work the phones better than I do, so it's a good thing that it's a good thing we do the show together, because or else I would not know how to answer the phone, which is a crucial skill that I will learn. Anyway, next I think we are going to play Junk of the Heart by the Kooks. So here, oh, by the way, you are listening to WMFO Medford 91.5 Tufts Freeform Radio.
Junk of the heart is junk in my mind. So hard to leave you all alone. We get so drunk that we can hardly see. What use is that to you or me, baby? See, I notice nothing makes you shatter. You're a lover of the wild and a joker of the heart. And are you mine? I wanna make you happy. I wanna make you feel alive. Let me make you happy. I wanna make you feel alive at night. I wanna make you happy. You a good girl tonight. Hey. You seem to be sunk, but life is no race. Still I know this nothing makes you shatter.
No. beating now. Cheating now.
Hey, that was
Fell in Love with a Girl by the White Stripes. You know, sometimes we gotta honor the name of our show.
Yeah. Wait, what am I? Can you hear yourself? Sorry.
Yes, I can hear myself.
I'm just being a mess. yeah, what were we talking about? Oh, we were talking about how your lovely parents are cool and they listen to our show and they have requested things. Yes.
Yes. The first one goes out to my mom. A beautiful lady. We love her.
Love your mom, Kayla. I mean, love you, Kayla's mom. I don't know your name.
Her name is Anne.
Wait, I knew that somehow.
I probably said it.
Love you, Anne.
So, the sweet tune she's got for us today is I'd Love to Change the World by 10 Years After. So, let's spin that.
So sweet.
Sanity. scratching on a photograph. Yeah, I'm scratching on a thermostat. Yeah, I'm giving up on looking back. Yeah, I'm letting go. Single action on me.
Ain't shady, baby, I'm hot like the prodigal son. Pick a battle, meeny, money, moe, and flower. You're the chosen one.
People.
That was About a Girl by Nirvana, and then we played Left Hand Free by Alt-J, and before that we played Itching on a Photograph by Group Love, and before that we had a request.
So many things.
You're listening to WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio, 91.5.
WMFO.
I believe we have a PSA.
We do have a PSA, and it's really exciting because I've read a lot of PSAs in my day, and I usually repeat, but this one I have not read before.
Oh.
Here goes. Hey everyone. Let's all stop what we're doing right now and take a moment. Felt good, huh? Of course, they don't all need to be quiet moments to be special. They can be loud moments, goofy moments, or teaching moments. Doesn't really matter. Because every time dads take a moment like that to spend time with their kids, it's pretty momentous. So take a moment to make a moment today. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
That's beautiful.
Yes. Dads. I did that because my dad also has a request tonight, and that's a perfect segue. Since it's Halloween on Thursday, he wanted me to play an Alice Cooper song.
Called Welcome to My Nightmare? Yeah. I love Halloween, man.
Halloween's the best.
Spooky, scary.
I watched Hocus Pocus yesterday. It's a family
Halloween movie. Actually haven't seen it.
Oh, man. You got. You haven't lived. But, you know, there's a bunch of other. I've been watching horror movies since the end of September.
What horror movies have you been watching?
Oh, so many.
Because I love horror movies. Tell me.
Halloween. OG.
Okay. OG.
And the second one. Even though there's like 20 of them.
Mm-hmm.
Both It's.
Oh, I saw those.
Because I went to see it in the movies, the second one.
Me too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What else have I watched? I guess you consider this, but there's a new movie by this guy, Robert Eggers, and he did The Witch. His new movie, The Lighthouse, just came out. I guess it's not really horror, but like the ending kind of scene, it is kind of a horror movie. Yeah, it is. It's really good. Highly recommend. If you're a film person, you'll love this movie because there's so many little weird things about it. So, weird aspect ratio. The ending is so cool, almost Lynchian, like David Lynch.
Ooh.
Yeah. So, it's a good one. And he's from New England, this guy. So, you know. Check him out. Snap.
Actually, I've never done the snap thing in my life. I think, you know, I didn't, I didn't even know what snapping was until I came to school here, and everyone was like, snaps. And I was like, why aren't you clapping?
I don't know. Maybe it's I've heard of snapping before.
Is this like a New England thing?
I mean, I'm from New Jersey. That's not New England, but it's East Coast.
New Coast.
East
First Coast.
Coast
the yeah. original coast.
The OG
historical coast.
Coast.
Anyway, okay. Okay, I guess
anyway,
we have to...
What else have I watched? A lot of stuff, actually. I just can't think of it. What else did I... If Danny is listening, he should text me and tell me what we watched.
Aw. I watched Saw recently when I was cleaning my room, I've seen, but I was watching it while cleaning my room. I was going through all of them. I was like,
what
I got to like
watched?
Three or something.
I can't remember. I know you're listening.
I know you're listening. Danny, text her now. Right, so we're going to play your dad's request.
Yes, but first. I haven't just been watching. Oh, wait.
Oh, yes,
We watched the three Scream movies. Yeah, we did.
You've been making a horror movie.
Yes.
Tell us about it.
So every year, your good old TUTV, Tufts University Television, puts on a club-wide project called Horror Fest, where you get into groups and you make short horror films, usually like 3-ish minutes. And, that will be this Friday in Barnum. It'll be screening before the Tusk series movies, which they will be playing some other... I don't know what movie they're playing after, but obviously a horror movie related to Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
But, oh, I know what you did last
Danny
summer.
Text.
Yeah.
Oh, I know what you did.
Yeah. And I help... One of the films down that's going to be featured is one that I'm working on with my group. And... It's coming along. It'll be done tomorrow, and I'm really excited for it. So,
cool, I wanna
see if y'all are near the Tufts campus on Friday night and would like to see some good old handmade horror movies, come check it out. Insidious, The Conjuring. Yes, I wasn't paying attention to those too much. I paid attention to The Conjuring more so than Insidious, and everyone was like, "Oh my God, The Conjuring is so good."
It was laughable.
It was not good.
Insidious was good, but I don't.
Actually,
The Conjuring
I wasn't paying attention enough to Insidious, but I was like, I didn't really think it was that great either.
I thought it was fun. I was gonna say I like the ones that involve little kids, but I think The Conjuring also involves little kids,
there's
and
like
also
the girls,
that sounds creepy.
Yeah.
I
haven't watched The Shining, but this year, but I love that
Kayla,
movie.
Kayla, we have to watch it.
Oh my
I'm
God.
Gonna force you to watch it, especially because the sequel is coming out.
I know. I heard. Okay, so here's the thing. I love The Shining. Who doesn't love The Shining? But anyway,
you just said you haven't seen it.
No, I haven't watched it this year.
Oh.
I watched it last year.
I thought you meant you hadn't seen it. I was like, oh no, you have to see it.
No.
You've seen it. Okay, let's watch it again.
I watched it last year.
Let's watch it a second time. Let's do it.
I know, I want to watch it a second time this year. But I just haven't.
You just haven't?
Yeah. It's really good, though. If any of you haven't seen it, it's one of those movies you have to watch before you die.
Spooky.
But anyway, the new movie, Dr. Sleep, which is... based on the sequel for...
Called Dr. Sleep,
yes. Is about, his name's Danny, right?
Yeah, because he grows up and he's a little Dan.
Yeah.
And he's so, a big Dan.
Have you read it?
Yeah.
Oh, is the book good?
It's good.
Because honestly, I have, like looking at the trailer, I was like, I don't really think this is going to be that great.
Mm-hmm.
But apparently the reviews are, like, really good.
Yeah, no, it's
really
good.
That it's, like, the next best Stephen King remake since The Shining.
Well, I liked the book. Something interesting he did was he got more into his personal King's, like, struggled with alcoholism, right? Or something, I think.
I don't know.
So there was a lot about that, and that was an interesting addition, which was also in the first book, too, but, like, it was more relatable because it was the main character in the second. Anyway, I'm not explaining things right.
Yeah, it comes out next week, though.
Right. We're gonna have a conspiracy crackdown.
You're right.
I don't know what we're gonna do this week. Do you have any particular inclinations? We never figured out until the day.
Something Halloween-y.
Ooh, okay, we'll be back with a Halloween conspiracy. Until then, we are going to play Welcome to My Nightmare by Alex Cooper. Alice Cooper.
Alice.
I personally have not heard the song. I assume it's spooky. Okay, here we go.
Thank you. beheld an eerie sight, for my monster from his slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise, he did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
He did the mash.
He did the monster mash.
Wow.
From my laboratory in the castle east,
wow,
to the master bedroom where the vampires feast.
Wow. Wow.
The ghouls all came from their humble abodes,
wow,
to get a jolt from my electrodes.
He did the mash.
They did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash.
Wow.
The zombies were having fun.
And the shoe, wow.
The party had just begun.
And the shoe, wow.
The guests included Wolfman,
and the shoe, wow.
Dracula and his son.
Wow.
The scene was rocking, all were digging the sounds.
Wow.
Igor on chains, backed by his baying hounds.
Wow. Wow.
The coffin bangers were about to arrive,
wow,
with their vocal group, the Crypt Kicker Five.
They played the mash.
They played the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They played the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They played the mash.
They played the monster mash.
Wow.
Out from his coffin, Drax's voice did ring.
Wow.
Seems he was troubled by just one thing.
Wow.
Opened the lid and shook his fist and said, whatever happened to my Transylvania twist?
It's now the mash.
It's now the monster mash.
The monster mash.
And it's a graveyard smash.
It's now the mash.
It's caught on in a flash.
It's now the mash.
It's now the monster mash.
Wow.
Now everything's cool, Drax a part of the band.
Wow.
And my monster mash is the hit of the land.
Wow, wow.
For you, the living, this mash was meant to. When you get to my door, tell them what is sent
you.
You then you can monster mash. And do my graveyard smash.
Then you can mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can mash.
Then you can monster mash.
Hi, we're back. Oh wow, that was spooky, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was real spooky. It's been a hot minute since I've heard the Monster Mash, but I'm glad we
Monster
we,
Mash.
It was
a graveyard smash.
We did the mash.
And we're gonna talk about a spooky conspiracy today. Whoa, why is there a dinosaur there? Sorry, there's a dinosaur in the studio.
Where?
Here. Look, it's a Halloween prank. Look. Look, no, here.
Oh.
In
I
there?
See it.
Okay, sorry. We're going to talk about a spooky conspiracy. It is time for
Conspiracy Crackdown. So you guys might know that a couple years ago, there was this killer clown. Were they killing people or beating up
they
people?
They were...
There was a clown craze where there was clown sightings in 2016. I remember this. It was all the talk in high school.
I don't think they were killing, but they were out there.
They were terrorizing.
They were, yes. They were
might have been vandalizing. They were just doing some weird stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we want to talk about the clowns today.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I just remembered them, and I was like, you know, it's been a minute since we heard about the clowns.
Yeah, you know.
It was kind of a short-lived phase.
What I just learned was that, from looking at the Wikipedia page, apparently it also happened in Canada and other countries also.
Oh, it's an international craze.
But they were first reported in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Ooh. Green Bay.
Spooky. So, yeah, I mean, my main question is just, where did the clowns go?
That's a good question.
Like, where did they go?
Maybe they were scared of the police institution.
Yeah.
Like most people.
Yeah, because the clowns were above the law. I mean, like, those clowns, they were, like, intent upon violence. Like, I don't think that they were gonna be following
maybe
the rules.
They became the extras in the Joker.
Ooh, I didn't see the Joker. Were there like multiple clowns in it?
Well, I mean, there were these people in clown masks at the end in a protest.
Yeah. That could be a thing. Or didn't you say, like, when we were talking about it, like, what if they went underground? You literally said underground.
Oh, they definitely went underground.
Did you mean physically underground?
Yes, because that in the subterranean earth that we were talking about last week.
In the hollow earth.
Hollow earth.
In hollow earth. They went down into the hollow earth.
We got a phone call.
Oh, we have a phone call right now. Do the thing, do the thing. I can't do it. Hello?
Hello, you're listening to WMFO. You are on air.
I think you have to press the other buttons. These ones, too.
No.
No? Hello?
Hello?
Hi. Hi, you are on air right now.
Yes, you are on air.
Hey, guys. This is the first time I was just driving back, picking up dinner, a late dinner, and I heard Monster Mash, so I had to keep it on the radio station.
Oh, well, we're glad you like it.
Yeah, wonderful.
No,
thank you.
No, it was fun. And then, did you guys say, when it was over, you said, LOL? That was scary.
Yeah, I got spooked.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that made my whole day.
We're so glad.
We're so happy. That made your day. Thanks. Thanks for listening.
We're going to play some more Halloween tunes after this, too, after our little talk.
All right, thank you.
Good show.
Okay, thanks. Yeah, have a good night.
You're welcome. All right.
Okay.
Bye. Thanks for calling.
Bye. How do we turn it off, Kayla?
The button.
Okay, I think I hung up.
She hung up. She's good.
Kayla is the phone master.
I know how to answer the phone. I train new DJs.
Yeah, she trained new DJs while I sat here and nodded and provided unhelpful commentary.
I made a paper slideshow. I mean, I just...
It was beautiful.
It was beautiful. I just took paper, and then I would pull it away when there was a new topic.
Ooh.
Old-fashioned.
I want you to be my teacher.
But I mean, I kind of just tell you what to do when on our show.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's, the clowns, man. I'm scared. I think they're going to pop back up again. I think, like, maybe two Halloweens from now.
The clowns will rise again. Oh, yes. We're getting another call.
Oh, my God.
Should we also put them on
air? Can you do it again?
We're also going to...
Do you push this button and then the other buttons? Hello.
Hello, you are on air right now. This is Black Stripes or White Keys.
Hello.
Oh, hey. How's it going? Are we live?
Oh, yes, you are on air. Sorry.
That's crazy because we were listening to Monster Mash in the car, too, just like the previous caller.
Oh, my God.
And my name is Bobby.
Hi, Bobby. I'm Kayla. This is...
Trisha.
Yeah.
Yeah, hi. Great to know that you enjoy the Monster Mash.
I can't believe it's such a big hit.
Yeah.
I mean, we just shared... My friend Tyler and I here. We just had some ramen, shared some dreams. It was fantastic.
Amazing. That sounds like a great night.
Question, where did you get the ramen?
You already know the answers to that question.
Pekaichi?
No. What? Yume Will Katare, the best ramen place in
Canada. Okay. Pekaichi in Medford, that's the best one I've had. You got to try it.
All right. Well, I'll be there at 8 o'clock tomorrow. I don't know if... You guys also want to be there.
We'll get a table for four.
So we'll be there.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow. That's a big,
Well, you know what, guys? We appreciate your boldness.
We'll see about that.
Right, well, have a good night.
Okay, you
all
too.
Right,
have a great
calling.
Night. Have fun.
Happy Halloween.
Have fun.
Happy Halloween, guys.
Bye.
Okay, right, bye. Bye.
Wow, that was a first.
So many people calling in tonight. Wow.
Oh my God!
Hello? You're on air.
Hi. How you doing?
Good, how are you?
I just called you.
Yeah.
Yes.
How you doing? So I called in about the Monster Mash, and then I feel like Bobby tried to strong army there.
Okay.
I just want to let you know, Bobby is a little overbearing. Okay, so I'm sure if you get a table for four, it'll just be you and your friend at the end of the day. And then also, what did I get for dinner? You guys didn't ask, but I got steak and Monster mashed potatoes.
Oh, that's really funny.
There you go.
Ooh, that's very spooky. Yeah.
And also, I'll be at a steakhouse in Cambridge, and I can get a table for three. Anyway, I'm kidding.
I'm kidding.
Okay, we appreciate you. Okay. I think it's funny. I think.
We're flattered. Thank you.
Thanks. I think it's funny. Okay.
Thank you.
Have a good night.
Sorry.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Bye. Kayla, do you... What do we have to say?
I don't know. You know. Oh, my.
Is the phone's not ringing anymore.
It's ringing.
It's still ringing.
It is ringing.
Hello, you are on air.
Hi there. I just had a comment about the last caller. He came on air smack-talking my boy, Bobby. I'm not going to let that slanderous stuff just kind of, you know, be aired out around the city. I think you guys should run a clean program here. And I was, quite honestly, it was distasteful and I feel disrespected.
Oh, that's...
You know, I'm glad you expressed your opinion.
I also want to say that after we go to get ramen tomorrow, we can swing by an ice cream place. I've been to, Honeywell Creamery on Mass Ave.
Well, you guys are adding things. We are very intrigued now.
Can put some choco tacos?
I'm sorry, guys, but I have a boyfriend, and but you sound
I kind
like
of forgot
a lovely
about,
dude.
I honestly forgot about your boyfriend for a second.
I mean,
well, you know, it's too spooky for us. You know, it's Halloween. What, like, we could get murdered, you know?
Yeah, the clowns will come out.
The clowns. Yeah, how do we know you're not
they're,
just
they're
clowns?
They're actually coming back now.
Yeah.
We can get a Monster Mash Sunday. We could also just broadcast everything on 91.5 WFR. Yeah, this would be good content for the radio.
I love that you guys know the number. That's very special. Way to go. True WMFO fans right here.
Yeah, I didn't even know we had people listening.
Yeah, honestly.
Except my parents.
Except your parents. I love your parents. Yeah, well, thanks for calling in twice. We really appreciate
four times.
It. Yeah, huge show support for WMFO. If you have anything to say about the clown conspiracy,
that's called insight.
All right, guys, have a great night.
All right, thank you. Okay, all right, good night.
Probably our most eventful show.
Wow, definitely.
There was an on-air disagreement going on.
Yeah, you know, it happens.
It happens, you know.
But you know what's gonna happen?
What?
Is we are gonna play one last spooky song for tonight. Because, oh wait, once again, you're listening to 91.5 WMFO in Medford. And we are going to play the last song for our show, which ends at 10 o'clock tonight. Thank you all for listening. Thank you all for calling in.
Mm-hmm.
It's the most excitement we've got in the history of Blackstar.
This is a monumental day.
So,
all right.
You know, we're going to play you off with Thriller by Michael
all
Jackson.
Right. Have a great night, everybody, and have a wonderful, scary Halloween.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Here, all right.
Here's Thriller for you. Which we are gonna play in a second when I put it on the.
It's on the playlist.
Okay,
the
here's Thriller for you.
Stop your heart. You try to scream. something, I don't listen. I don't pay attention to these children running up the highway on a mission. I see green lights, mist, misfits, smoking cannabis, THC bliss. I'm a dove, you a counterfeit, draped in silk, but I ain't pay shit for this outfit. Saw you in the lobby once, robbing jeans, my wings were off. Don't fuck with me, I'm Hulk Hogan, you saw my